Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
With the circles I run in and the stream of Christianity that I'm in, which is more the Bible study exposition, a lot of my friends take this view where they don't worry about God's will, just be faithful. My objection to that isn't the way that God guided Israel. That is not the way that Christ guided the disciples. He was stepping into their lives. He was creating scenarios as the Son of God. You know, as he walks through Palestine with these men, he's creating scenarios where they will learn life lessons. And then you see in the early church, it's obvious that God showed up. And then there are these passages, these at least eight that I found, and many supporting scriptures that where the David and Paul, the people in that hall of faith in the book of Hebrews, they lived with an expectation that God would show up.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us, Jesus is the one who said that we should relate to God as the Father. Well, I'm a father, and I want my children to know what I want them to do. I want to encourage them. I don't just say to them, hey, get up in the morning, do what I told you to do, and don't worry about what I think. There's a relational aspect to that I think is extremely important. He is a relational God, and his spirit is real and is powerful. And there are circumstances, I believe, that God brings into our life to guide us. On the other side of that, there is the formalistic, there's the look for a sign type teaching on God's will, and that's a huge, that's a whole school, and I don't think that's cool either, because it leaves Christians extremely vulnerable. Who says that this sign is the reliable one? I have watched Christians who take this view of the will of God just make some of the most unfortunate decisions.
Yeah.
So when I teach the seminar that goes with the trail, I want the student or the person to live expectantly and to have some really objective ways to know whether or not they are the type of Christian who would recognize God's guidance. I don't think the issue is whether or not God guides. I think he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue is, am I the type of believer who would recognize his guidance?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.